Okay, so now I'm going to talk about something a little different. We're looking at how varying the speeds on seed cotton cleaners will affect how well they clean. And so kind of the question is, why worry about it? Why do we improve seed cotton cleaning? And of course, we started this before we had all these, some of these issues with leaf and bark that we've seen in the Mid-South and Southeast the last few years. But kind of the rationale here is that stall-type lint cleaners, we know they're good cleaning machines, and but they also remove good fiber along with the trash. They create NEPs, they break fiber. And some data, I believe it was from the Lubbock Gen Lab, showed that, you know, if you look there, the first lint cleaner, you know, it's, you know, the vast majority of the material it's removing is foreign matter. You know, you're looking at 2/3 of it is, and only, you know, about 1/3 or so, or 1/4, is actual fiber. You get to that second lint cleaner, and about half of that, the material it's taken out, is good fiber that we'd like to keep in the bale. And the main goal, typically, I mean, y'all know this, you typically want to, you know, clean to, you know, say a 31.3 or 41.4, but we also want to preserve the fiber quality for the textile mill if we can. So thinking is that one way to do this might be improve seed cotton cleaning. The idea is, you know, maybe you can achieve that desired leaf grade with only one lint cleaner. So it should probably improve turnout, because we generally don't expect to lose much fiber in the seed cotton cleaners. Preserve fiber quality, and probably use less energy per bale if you can turn a lint cleaner off. Also, you know, with trashier cotton, you might reduce the number of bales that are, you know, getting 5 leaf grades and having a larger discount. Possibly improve bark removal. And also, if you remove the trash before it gets to the gin stand, you're reducing some wear on your saws. So one possible solution that we want to look at is increasing the cleaner speed. We were mentioning earlier, you know, the VFDs becoming less expensive, and, you know, PLCs being pretty prevalent in gins. This is something that might be feasible. And it's a significantly lower cost than adding an additional cleaning machine. If you need some more cleaning in your gin, rather than paying, you know, $70,000 to $100,000 for another machine, you know, this would be a much lower cost solution. So some past research indicates that faster speeds may improve cleaning, but there hasn't been a lot, and we really need some more comprehensive work done. Some work from back in the 70s and also more recently was done with cylinder cleaners. The early work only tested up to about 600 RPMs, you know, when the standard speed's about 480. Later, when they just tested at 480 and 980 and found out that usually at 980 RPM you lose way too much fiber, but they didn't test anything between it, which is kind of where we'd probably like to operate. Some work's been done with looking at field cleaners, again, from back in the 70s and also by John Wanyura more recently. Haven't actually tested on a stick machine in the gin. We also don't know what happens with the current varieties we're using today, really. Like I said, a lot of this work was done a number of years ago. And what happens to fiber quality when you increase these seed cotton cleaner speeds. So we want to determine the effects of these higher operating speeds on the performance of seed cotton cleaners, looking at both the foreign matter removal and fiber loss. Want to evaluate how it affects turnout, fiber quality, and, you know, ultimately the bale value. So how we did this study, we tested speeds from the standard speed, which was 480 for our cylinder cleaner, up to twice that. And see, there's 5 speeds tested in 120 RPM increments. When we did the test, both the first and second stage cylinder cleaners were operated at the same speed. The stick machine, the primary saw, its standard speed was 400 RPM. It was a 3-saw stick machine. And then we tested 5 speeds each, increasing 100 RPMs. So we tested each cylinder cleaner speed at the standard stick machine saw speed and each stick machine saw speed at the standard cylinder cleaner speed. That's a mouthful. But basically, we're doing a test looking at different cylinder cleaner speeds with the standard stick machine, and also looking at different stick machine speeds with the standard cylinder cleaners. Used 4 different cultivars. It's factorial design, blocked it by replication. This just kind of shows our equipment and where we were collecting samples. We were getting fractionation samples before and at the feeder, moisture samples there as well, the lint moisture. And we collected, you know, HVI, APHIS, Shirley analyzer samples before and after the lint cleaner. Also, we did a little bit of drying. We had used heat in our first stage dryer. It was set to 100 degrees, just ambient air in the second stage dryer. We were recording weights on everything. We want to get an idea of turnout and, you know, what kind of, you know, fiber amount we're losing. So we had to weigh pretty much anything coming out of the gin. And we also took a sample of the material removed by seed cotton cleaners, and that's manually sorted into you know, the different components. It's burr, sticks, leaf, motes, also the fiber. A little bit of details there on the statistical analysis, mixed models procedure. Like I said, it's really two tests. We just ran it together just for, it was, you know, just to save time in the, for our testing. So, looking at the data for the cylinder cleaner speeds, the moisture content was initially, seed cotton moisture was 8.1%, that's wet basis, and then 7.6% after the extractor feeder. Lint moisture content was 5.1. The cylinder cleaner speed didn't affect the seed cotton foreign matter content after the extractor feeder. So basically, you know, we couldn't tell, and I'll explain this a little more later, but you see the data there. You know, our four varieties we used, we've got the two smooth leaf, and there's been some presentations on this. That's kind of a very subjective description, but they have the lower foreign matter content, the Fiber Max and the Delta Pine varieties. And the two Stoneville varieties will lower 7% foreign matter content by weight. And then after the feeder, before the gin stand, you know, they're between 2.6 and 3.7%. Now, we did see a difference in the amount of material that was removed by each cleaner. And this is just a percent of the initial seed cotton weight. And we see that, you know, at the higher speeds, we're removing more mass by both cylinder cleaners. You know, this is a whole extra percent here from the first stage cylinder cleaner and nearly that from the second stage one. And for the whole seed cotton cleaning system, this includes the stick machine and the extractor feeder, and we see close to a 2% difference there. We actually see a little decrease in the stick machine, the material removed, probably because of the more effective cleaning by the first stage cylinder cleaner. And so there's less foreign matter and there's less for the stick machine to remove. Now, as some of the past work had indicated, a greater portion of that material removed at the higher speeds was good fiber. And we can see here at the standard speed, we have, you know, very little fiber loss. It's, you know, about a quarter of a pound per bale from the first stage cylinder cleaner, a little higher on the second stage cylinder cleaner. Really, the amounts are pretty comparable from, you know, the first stage to the second stage. But you see the difference as you get up to the intermediate speed, the 720 RPMs, you know, it's over a pound. It's not significantly different than the lowest speed there in the first stage. Now, it is on the second stage, and then certainly at the highest speeds, you know, we're losing, you know, almost 4 pounds per bale from the first stage cylinder cleaner and almost 3 from the second stage cylinder cleaner. So those are clearly, you know, not things that we wouldn't want to operate at that speed in a gin. But, you know, the point of this test was really to kind of, you know, get an idea for, you know, what, narrow down what ranges and, you know, see if there was a cultivar effect. In this case with fiber loss, there was not a cultivar effect observed. Looking at quality measurements from the HVI and the APHIS, it really didn't affect any HVI measurement as the cotton was all quite clean. We averaged a 2.1 leaf grade before the lint cleaner and a 1.2 after the lint cleaner. So really, you know, it didn't matter what speed we operated any of this equipment at because the cotton was going to, you know, have a pretty low leaf grade anyway. We did see that the faster cylinder speeds reduced the APHIS dust and trash in the visible foreign matter. There weren't any other APHIS measurements that were affected, so, you know, no effect on any of the length distribution parameters, depth counts, they weren't affected by cleaner speed. Haven't looked at the Shirley analyzer samples, which is just a gravimetric measure of the trash and the fiber. There's no difference in turnout, but should note that you can't really detect small differences. The least significant difference in this experiment was 1.25%. And with the amount of trash we had that we were removing, we weren't going to see that. So not surprisingly, there's no difference in value from any of the treatments. And that's just using the loan values with the HVI data we had and the turnout from each test. So with the stick machine speeds, again, it's kind of, some of this is kind of the same, but it's really a separate experiment, so you get the numbers, but it's the same ranges for each variety. It was just, there's some small differences. The mass removed, excuse me, what we see is it was a significant effect for these machines. First stage cylinder cleaner, there's just this one test speed that had a higher mass removed at 500 RPM, and that's just kind of probably some unexplained variability in the seed cotton. I mean, you wouldn't expect the stick machine speed to affect the amount of material removed by the first cylinder cleaner because it's all been processed the same. And we saw some slight differences with the stick machine, but these weren't as large as with the cylinder cleaner. That's only about a 0.3% difference there from the lowest speed to the very highest speed. The second cylinder cleaner, there were some real small differences. They were significant, but it may have just been that those higher speeds had tended to break apart the wads of cotton a little better. So we haven't been able to look at the samples from the stick machine, the material removed, the stick machine trash. We haven't analyzed those samples yet. So our lab's been, it's a slow process, and they're working on that as we speak, I suppose. So some we'll want to look at. Again, there wasn't any significant effect on any of the quality measurements, from the HVI or the APHIS. So, like I said, all machine speeds produced the desirable leaf grades. Even without link cleaning, we would have done all right on our leaf grade. So we could have just used the minimum recommended machinery, two cylinder cleaners, a stick machine, and a link cleaner, and normal speed, and would have been fine with this. Which obviously that's not always the case in the commercial gen. So really, we want to look at some more cultivars later. But and our seed cotton foreign matter content initially averaged 7%, which is in the range we often see. But a couple causes why our leaf grades were so low. Maybe it was just real favorable weather that made it easy to remove any of that foreign matter out. And some of these cultivars, even that Stoneville 4554, even though it is a hairy leaf cultivar, and you'll see the higher foreign matter content, in other experiments we've done, it is easier to clean than other varieties. And it ends up with, it actually had a lot of one leaf grades before the lint cleaner in this experiment. So in conclusion, we did increase the amount of material that was removed by the cylinder cleaners when we increased the speed, and also increased the fiber loss. This was reflected in the APHIS measurements of fiber trash content, but not the leaf grade. Increasing the stick machine soft speeds also increased the amount of material removed by the stick machine, but it was a pretty small effect. And we didn't affect any of the quality measurements in terms of length or net counts, maturity. Also didn't see any effect with turnout or bale value. And really, it's just that the seed cotton was cleaned efficiently at anything we tested. So we really want to, after we finish the analysis of this, we're going to do this test again with some cotton that might give us some higher leaf grades, and we might learn something a little more useful. So we want to thank our staff and Cotton Incorporated for funding our technician who's been sorting through samples. So that, I guess I might have...
Yeah, we probably
might not want to
move on.
I got lots of questions.